The sales don't just naturally happen. All right. They happen because they're doing things to promote the sale. They're doing things to get you to come in the door. They're doing things to get you to go to the website. They're doing things to get you to click on the ad. It's not just randomly happening. It's not magic.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques, all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is big business principles that small businesses can use. And this is going to be a series. I will tell you that up front. But before we get into any more about this, let me remind you of a couple things. First of all, my daily motivation text and Monday motivation text, which come out every day and every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day and or your week. I want you to be getting this message straight to your phone, straight from me. So text me at this number, 305-384-6894. And once you're in my text community, it is free to join. When those messages start sending again, you'll be getting them straight to your phone. All you got to do is open your text message, just like you do any other text that you get. And again, that number down below in the description. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you like to have me as a direct coach, coach people on their personal life stuff, on your business life stuff, and everything in between, because they are completely integrated. You can't have something happening in one area, have it not affect what's happening in the other area, positive, negative, or neutral. So in our university, all right, you get to work directly with me. You get to have me as your personal coach. You can share your challenges. You can share your wins. You can share your, I don't knows, the things where you know there's something, but you're not quite sure what it is. And let me help you. This is the reason why we do this. So we can take your game, your personal game, your business game, your career game, your professional game, where you want it to be. And we want to get it done sooner rather than later, because we are looking to collapse time frames here, meaning get things done in 10 months instead of getting it done in 10 years, getting things done in 3 months instead of 2 years. And that sounds like what you're looking for and where you want to go. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is also down below in the description, or you can just type it into your browser. With that said, let's get into the topic here today, which again is big business principles that small businesses can use. So often when I'm explaining principles of business, and again, this is going to be a series. Now, I'm explaining principles of business. I would use big company names that all of you have heard of. I'll use them as examples. So companies like Apple, Nike, Google, Amazon. And I'll tell you that I often will add this disclaimer that even though I use these companies as examples, there are some things that they do that you probably can't do because you don't have their resources. You don't have as big of a staff as them. You don't have as much money in the bank as they have. However, there are some things that they do that you should copy. There are other things that these companies are doing you should copy. And this is the reason why I use them as examples often, because there are things that they're doing, even though their business may be 100 or 1,000 times bigger than yours, you can still do some of the things that they're doing because they are based in principle. That's why I said here today, these are not big business techniques that you're going to copy. These are big business principles, meaning these are things that do not change. They will always be applicable no matter the size of your business. If you are in business, period, you should be doing these things. So what I'm going to explain over this series are what some of those things are, how they work, why you should use them, even if you don't have, again, the scale or the resources of these companies. Very few businesses have the scale or resources of these companies. And why would you do this? Because as I just told you, principles are universal. They do not require a certain business size, a certain level of experience, or any other resource to apply to you in order for the principle to matter. Now, the principles always apply. Okay, so whether we're talking you as a solopreneur, and you're trying to make have your first $1,000 a month, or we're talking a company like Apple or Nike who's making $100 million a week, doesn't matter. The principles apply to both the exact same way. So this is going to be what I have here in my notes, a 7-part series. So this is just part one, because there are many things that I want to share that big businesses do that are principle driven, which means you should understand the principles and then figure out ways to apply those principles in your business, even if your business is just you by yourself. And remember that our order of our hierarchy when it comes to these things is principles are up top. From your principles, you derive your strategies, and from your strategies, you decide on your tactics in that order. Point number one. Topic again today is we are talking big business principles that small businesses can use. This is part one of a series. Number one is that they are always marketing. So every point that I share in this series, I'm going to tell you that this is how big businesses are doing it. And you should understand that to understand, that means you need to be doing it. Big businesses, think of these companies, Apple, Nike, Google, Amazon. Think of any other big company you know about, Foot Locker, Victoria's Secret, name another one. I already said Apple, Gatorade, the NBA. Notice that these companies, they are always marketing, always marketing. What is marketing? Marketing is the set of activities that your business engages in order to promote and eventually sell your products and services. That is what marketing is the activities that put you in position to sell your stuff. So big companies are big companies. And the reason that they're big is because they do a lot of revenue. The reason they do a lot of revenue because they make a lot of sales. And the reason they make a lot of sales is because they're always doing things to set themselves up to make sales. All right. The sales don't just naturally happen. All right. They happen because they're doing things to promote the sale. They're doing things to get you to come in the door. They're doing things to get you to go to the website. They're doing things to get you to click on the ad. It's not just randomly happen. It's not magic. They're doing things on purpose to make these other things happen. That's what marketing means. Marketing means doing things on purpose to get you in position to buy. That's what marketing is. These big companies, they do this all day, every day. They have entire departments dedicated to marketing. People who show up to work 8 o'clock in the morning, and all they do until 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock at night is figure out ways to get you to buy their stuff. An entire department, that's all they do. And I'll tell you, if you want to focus on one thing in your business, this is it, marketing. Setting yourself up to make sales, setting yourself up for transactions. If you are in business, which means you're exchanging money with customers and clients for your products and services, that's what business means. Therefore, you must be marketing. You don't have a choice. If you stop marketing, you're probably going to stop making money. You'll be out of business. There's no way to do business without marketing. Our marketing is about the relationship that you have with your audience, both those who have already given you money and those who could potentially in the future give you money. Those who are thinking about it. Maybe people who never even heard of you, but if they did hear of you, they might think about giving you money. So you always want to be doing this. So again, think of these big companies. They have people who have never given them money, but might in the future. And that's why they keep marketing. And they have people like, let's say me and you, who have given them money, but they keep marketing to us because they want to make sure we keep giving them money. And they're looking for ways to get us to give them more money. Right? Don't just stop at selling me Amazon Prime. Sell me something else, Amazon. Don't just stop at selling me a pair of sneakers, Nike. Sell me something else. All these other companies, Apple, don't just sell me the phone. Sell me the computer. Don't just sell the computer. Sell the tablet. Don't just sell the tablet. Sell me the watch. Don't just sell me the watch. Sell me the AirPods. Right? You notice how that they're always looking to sell you more stuff and get you hooked on it so that you keep buying it. And then when the old one doesn't work anymore, what do? You buy the newest version of the same product. Do you think that happens by accident? You think you did that just based on your own personal decision-making? It feels like it, right? No. They marketed. They moved you to do that. That is marketing. So they want you to know about what they're doing so that you can consider spending more money with them or consider spending money with them, period, if you haven't already. So marketing is the most important thing that you do in business. Again, it doesn't matter the size of your business. And people or the size of your business and revenue is the most important thing you do in business. The big businesses do it. You need to be doing it. Notice that these big companies, despite all the customers that they have, they still spend a ton of money every single day, marketing. Nike spends $1 million, at least $1 million a day marketing. And there's a reason for that, because they are not resting on their laurels with the business that they already have. And this is a principle that I want you to understand. A principle of growth is that you cannot sit and relax just because you have a certain amount of accomplishment up to this point. Don't do that. They're looking to get more customers, get bigger, and do more business with the current customers that they have. They are never just resting on their laurels just because they have some level of achievement. You need to catch that principle and apply that to yourself and your business. But that's not just a business thing. That's a life thing. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. Get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Topic once again is principles that big businesses use that small businesses should apply. Number two, they are always selling. Know that marketing and selling are separate activities, but they go hand in hand. They work with each other. Marketing sets up your sales. And big companies are always selling things. They're always giving you an opportunity to give them money. Some of them, these companies, each one that I mentioned, Nike, Amazon, Google, Apple, they all allow you to do this online. But there are some companies who you can only buy from them if you go somewhere in person. Now, you can't just buy it online. You can't buy a Mercedes or a Rolls Royce on the internet. Now, you got to go into the showroom and you got to go talk to somebody and shake somebody's hand and sign some paperwork. You can't buy it on the internet, but they are always selling. If you go in there, they're going to try to sell you something. All right. They think you can buy it. They're going to try to sell it to you. Selling is the exchange point. It is when you give your customer or client a thing and they give you a thing. Usually they give you money and you give them a product or a service. If you are not selling, that means you're not creating exchanges, which means your business may not last very long. Or you're in trouble if you're not selling. You need to sell things in order to make your business viable, meaning there's something happening, and to keep your business afloat, and in order to pay yourself, pay your staff, and to have customers and clients. So if you're not selling anything, you have no customers, which means you technically are not in business. If nobody buys from you, you have no customers or clients. So this act of actually acquiring a customer, this is of paramount importance. You're in business, you should be looking to acquire customers all the time. Your marketing should set up your selling to be easy. And we've talked about this before in the previous episodes when we talked about marketing and selling. When I did the 30-point series on everything you believe about marketing is wrong, I told you marketing and selling are not the same thing. They are separate, but they work hand in hand. One makes the other one easy. The better you are at marketing, the easier it will be for you to sell. Apple puts out a new phone every year. Right? Every year they got a new phone. Google's always creating new stuff on their backend. Right? They tried to sell me something today. They got a new AI product called Gemini, I believe it's called. And they tried to sell me on signing up for Gemini. Didn't sign up, but they tried. The whole point is they tried. They tried to make the sale. Amazon is always looking to bring more products onto their website. They literally call themselves the everything store. They want to be the place where you can buy literally everything. And they want to put everybody else who sells anything that they sell out of business, to where you are only thinking about Amazon, to where Walgreens and CVS and your local mom and pop stores and the hardware stores, that none of those stores matter because you can buy anything you need on Amazon. That is their goal. That's what they want to do. They want to bring more products there so that you don't buy anything that they have anywhere other than from them. These companies are always looking to make more sales. That's the point. That's what they're looking to do. They understand that more sales means for them means less sales for their competitors, which means they can go and take even more market share for themselves, which is what they want. All right, this is the game that they're playing. Business is competitive, everybody, in case you didn't know. Your game may simply be having more money in your bank account. Well, okay. Let's say you just want to have more money in your bank account. You don't want to beat anybody. You don't want to put anybody out of business. You just want to have more money in your bank account. Fine. How do you get more money in your bank account? By selling things. There had to be transactions. So even if you don't have the same goal as them, as putting their competitors out of business, you still have to do the same thing in order to get to your goal, which is you must sell something. So follow the big company's lead on this one, okay? Do that with every point in the series. Follow the lead of the big company. I'm going to explain to you exactly what they're doing and why it matters to you and how it applies to you, so you don't have to read between the lines. But don't look at any of these as, oh, well, the big companies do that, but I'm not going to do that. No, you are going to do it because I'm telling you to do it and because I'm telling you why it applies to you. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question: who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have and what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com, so you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is big business principles that small businesses need to be following. Number three, multiple initiatives implemented at the same time. This is a big one. This is one that makes people nervous. Multiple initiatives implemented at the same time. I talked about this in episode number 2874. I talked about it again just a few days ago in episode number 2895. Doing multiple things at once. Do not try to only do one thing at a time. Why? You don't have enough time to do one thing at a time, especially if you are a small business. And if you're in a business right now and there are fewer than 10 people who work at your company on the payroll getting paid every week, you don't have enough time or hands to do things one at a time. You will run out of time before your business gets anywhere close to where you want it to be doing things that way. You need to do multiple things at the same time. Apple, Nike, Amazon, Google. Know what they have? A bunch of different departments, each one of these companies, a bunch of different departments on their insides, people that you never meet. They don't even talk to customers. Know what these people do in these departments? They are working on a bunch of different products all at once. Google's working on 20 different products right now that won't ever even come out because the products are just going to be, all right, this one didn't work. But they're working on them. That's the point. They work on 20 that aren't going to come out, but five are going to come out. There are 25 they're working on right now. Five of them will come out and become products and make Google millions of dollars, maybe billions, and 20 are going to get killed on the cutting room floor because they're simply not producing. But they got to try all 25 in order to find the five that work. Get what I'm saying? It's not like they know that the 20 are going to fail. They try 25 at once. All right, we're going to find the five that are useful and the other 20, we're going to throw those in the trash and then we're going to start another 25. And they're just going to do that over and over and over and over again. That's what Nike does. That's what Google does. That's what Amazon does. They all do this. This is not a one-off thing. You need to be doing the exact same thing. Only some of these products will you ever even hear about, let alone will you engage with. Some of these products won't even be for you because they're selling them to somebody who's not you. I was in a coaching program a few years ago with a guy who knows someone who works on the inside of Apple, a guy who's like pretty high up in the Apple executive suite. And when this coaching program I was in, this is around the year 2020, and this coach in the program that I was in was mentioning his friend at Apple, and he said that his friend at Apple could pull out a document and show him. And he actually said he did show me the document. It was a secret document. He couldn't talk about it, but his friend showed him a document in which Apple already has mapped out what they're going to be working on, selling, and marketing in the year 2030. So Apple is already planning 10 years in advance what they're going to be marketing and selling to you and me. The point being, they have multiple things going on at the same time. So yes, they are marketing the current iPhone. Whenever you listen to this, whatever the current iPhone is, they're marketing that one. I think it's number 14, 15, 16. I don't even know. But they already are mapping out the iPhone 25, whatever number is going to be by then. They have a bunch of things going on at the same time. They're working on probably a new version of the computer, new version of the tablet, new version of the watch, new version of the AirPods, new version of whatever else they sell. They got a bunch of these things all going on at the same damn time. Nike, how many different products does Nike sell? Go to the Nike website. How many different products do they have? How many people do you think they have working it on these products in every department? And notice something about Nike, something I noticed because I buy Nike gear, or workout gear, that they'll put a product out and then that product will go away and they don't sell that product anymore. It's not like you can go look through the backlog of every product Nike ever had. All right, there were some sneakers that Nike had out 10 years ago that you like. You might not ever be able to buy those sneakers again. They just stopped selling them. You got to buy them on a resale market. Nike just kills that product and creates brand new ones and never sells that old one again. Do you know how many people they got to have on the team to keep doing that? But all the products that Nike has, they have a lot of Nike. In the business world, they call it SKUs, SKU. SKU stands for stock keeping unit. You know how many SKUs Nike has? Apple doesn't have too many because they purposely, Steve Jobs famously and purposely cut down on their product line. Amazon has probably millions of SKUs, millions of products that they're selling. Google has a lot. They're more online, so it's a little bit different. But a company like Nike, companies like Amazon, they have so many. You know how many people it takes to manage all that? A lot. The point is, those people aren't all just doing the same job. They're all in different jobs and they have different things going on at once. Now, again, you may not be able to match the scale of these companies, but the principle you need to be matching. You need to have more than one thing going on at once. It should feel a little chaotic. It should feel like you're doing a little bit too much. That's how it's supposed to be. And these are all big businesses. The reason they're big, this is one of the reasons, because they're doing more than one thing at once. Apple is not just promoting 30, 50, maybe 100 other things going on right now. Again, only a few of which you will ever know about because not all of them are going to make it to the marketplace. And again, you may not have the staff that these companies have. Who does? But you need to be doing the same thing, albeit on a smaller scale. Remember that success is not a linear process. You're not going to achieve massive success in your life by doing one thing at a time, taking things one step at a time, and doing things at your own comfortable pace. You must divorce yourself from this mentality that that's the way things need to go or that is the way things are supposed to go. That is not the way they are supposed to go. That is not the way things need to go. Not if you're looking to achieve massive success. If you're going to just be okay, then yes, do things that way. But if you're looking to achieve massive success, you can't do things one at a time. You can't do what you want to do. You can't be comfortable. Everybody understand this? That's a failing strategy that will lead you straight to mediocrity. Or if you're already there, it will keep you in mediocrity. Instead, you want to be doing many things at the same time, taking massive action to the point that it feels overwhelming, to the point that it feels uncomfortable, to the point that it feels like you're doing too much. That's what you want. You want to feel like that. You want to feel like you're doing too much. This discomfort is exactly what will push you out of your comfort zone and to push your business out of its comfort zone. Wouldn't it be good if your business got out of its comfort zone? What do you think would happen if your business got out of its comfort zone? Then you know what would happen. You would make more money. That's the point. And this is the way that these big companies operate all the time. This is their normal mode of operation. Modus operandi in these businesses is doing things that are pushing them a little bit faster than expected. There's a book called The Everything Store. It's about Jeff Bezos. I forget the guy's name who wrote the book, but it's not written by Jeff, but he gave inside access to, and Jeff Bezos is the guy who started Amazon, big CEO guy from Amazon. And in this book, it is, I believe it came from the book when this was first said, but Jeff Bezos is famous for having said that if you're the type of person, he was talking to the people who were in leadership at Amazon, like the executive suite people. He said, if you're the type of person who wants to have work-life balance, don't come work here. Don't come work here. If you're the type of person who wants to be at all your kids' soccer games at 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, do not take a job here because that's not what we do here. Here is a place where you are not going to be balanced between life and work. You are going to be heavily tilted towards work. And I'm paraphrasing what he said, but this was the essence of his statement. You can go find the statement somewhere. He was letting them know, like, you are going to be uncomfortably tilted heavily towards work. And that's what everybody here does. And let me ask you a question, everyone. I'm out of it paraphrasing now. If everyone in your organization, even if it's just you, was heavily tilted towards doing as much as possible towards the business and the growth of the business, what do you think would happen to the growth of the business? I'll let you think about that while I recap today's points. And this is the first part in what's going to be a series on big business principles that small businesses should be using. And again, think of big companies like Apple, Nike, Google, and Amazon. These are companies we've all heard of and many of us do business with. And I'm going to tell you some things that they do, and I'm going to tell you how you need to be adopting these same principles, again, even if you don't have their resources. Number one, they are always marketing. Marketing is what sets up the sale. Marketing is the relationship between the customer and the business. You need to always be staying in touch with the people in your audience. That's the only way they can ever get to the next part, which is point number two, always selling. Now, if you want to make money in your business, you must sell something. It must be an exchange. Notice that these big companies are always looking to sell you something. Apple and Amazon and Nike and Google, they all give you an opportunity to go to their website and buy something. But other companies like Rolls-Royce and Mercedes-Benz, you can't buy a car on the website. You got to go into the showroom. But the point is, they're setting you up for the sale. They're always looking for ways to move you to the sale. And they are often doing things that you don't even know that they're doing to get you closer to making that sale or getting closer to even having a conversation for a sale. You need to be doing the same in your business, giving yourself opportunities to give your audience the chance to give you money. If you don't give them the chance to give you money, then they can't give it to you. Point number three, multiple initiatives implemented at the same time. This is how the phenomenon gets triggered. Again, hat tip to Dan Kennedy for that. Apple has a bunch of things going on. Amazon, Nike, Google, they all have a bunch of things going on the backside that you don't even know about. 80% of you will never know about because they're not even going to make it to the market. But 20% of it, you will find out about because those are the ones that are going to work. But they got to try 25 things at once to find the five things that might work. And you need to be doing a similar thing, maybe not on the same scale, but you need to be thinking in a similar way. This is why these companies are who they are. Tomorrow, we're going to go into part two of this series. And this is stuff that I like talking about and stuff that those of you who are in business, you really need to be thinking about this stuff, taking notes on this and asking yourself how you can implement it. And I'll tell you how you can best implement it is by joining me and Work On Your Game University, where you can have me as your direct coach, where these principles that I'm breaking down for you, of course, I know how to help you implement them. That's why I'm talking about them. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com as you listen to and re-listen to what I just told you here today. And then as you listen to the additional episodes in this series alone, and then every other episode that I put out here, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, schedule a time to have a conversation with us. We can talk about how we can help you get from where you're at to where you want to go using principle. All right. And that's why we can get results for the people that we get, and from so many eclectic different backgrounds, from the health space to the food space, to online to offline, to the clothing business, to authors, to coaches and speakers, because we operate by principle. And that's why I can break these things down. So workonyourgameuniversity.com. And tomorrow we move into part two of this series. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community, where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me, because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level, again, through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.